Hello everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I am sick, so if I sound different, that's why. What I want to talk about today is a video DDJ put out called The Ballad of Colostomy Bag MGDOW. He spelled it all weird. And at the 8 minute and 11 second mark, he puts this list on the screen called You Might Not Be MGTOW If Any of the Following Apply. And I want to talk about this. So, the first thing, I mean, basically as a primer for this, these are arguments, and I'm not saying DDJ believes all these things, he's just presenting this. But I strongly disagree with this list, and I'll explain why. Alright, number one, you might not be a MGTOW if you're under 18 and live in a place where the law doesn't allow people of your age to legally marry. So what? If you can't legally marry, you can still commit to your freedom, your self-actualization, living life for yourself, and that is going your own way. Really, what this list has in common is the focus is on women and not your freedom as a man. I've long said that women aren't the problem, the system is the problem. Now, you can replace the word system with the government, the state, whatever. The problem isn't women. Women haven't fundamentally changed in millennia. They've always been this way. What has changed is we've given them rights, and the laws have gotten horrible, and the dynamics between men and women have become poisoned by all these laws from from feminism and stuff like that. That's the problem. It's not women. So what does marriage have to do with MGTOW? I mean, obviously, that's how it started. There was, back in the day, there was the Sexodus. And MGTOW was originally kind of a boycott movement of men walking away from women from marriage. But walking away from women is only half the story. The other half is, what are you walking towards? I mean, you walk away from women, okay, where are you going? Most people don't have an answer for that. They're like, I don't know where I'm going. Well, let me give you an answer. You're going towards your own freedom. You're going towards your self-actualization. And you can do that at any age. If you understand that the laws are shit, doesn't matter how old you are, and they are shit, and they're getting worse. So let's say you're 16, and you can't legally marry. But you realize the laws are shit, and you've committed not to get married. And you're focusing on yourself, and you're bettering yourself, not for anyone else's benefit, but for your benefit. And you're working on your self-actualization, and you're enjoying your freedom. You are going your own way. The reason why marriage is bad, the reason why you can't be a MGTOW and be married, is because if you're married, especially in the West, you are a slave of the state. Your wife can, pull the ripcord and get her cash and prizes and make you a slave. And so how can you go your own way when you've already sold yourself into slavery? And that's why you can't be married and be a MGTOW. Because you've already sold yourself into slavery. It's like, once you sold yourself into slavery, you literally cannot go your own way. But just because you're single doesn't mean you're going your way, own way either. It's, just because you haven't gotten married, or let's say you can't get married, going your own way, I think, and this is, again, I'm not like, this isn't orthodoxy or anything. My opinion is my opinion. But going your own way isn't just walking away from women. It's walking toward your freedom and your self-actualization. So you could do that at any age. All right, number two. If you're not what a woman, even a low sexual marketplace value woman, would consider marriage material. This is the one that triggered this video response. So let me translate this. What they're saying is, if you can't get laid, you're not a MGTOW. You're, what, an incel or a TFL or whatever. I cannot disagree with this enough. This isn't just wrong. It's as wrong can be. It's 180 degrees from right. And let me break it down for you. So, obviously, if you fuck hookers, you pay a woman to have sex with you, that doesn't count. Fucking hookers for money, You know, that doesn't prove anything. What you do is you need to attract a woman. So what they're saying is you need female validation to go your own way. Let me repeat that, because it bears repeating. People who say this, that you're not a real MGTOW if you're not what a woman would consider marriage material, what they're saying, literally and unironically, is you need a woman's validation to go your own way. Mm-hmm. That is the most blue-pilled shit I've ever heard in my life. And I've actually had people message me. They compare, like, some people who are fans of my content also watch Roosh V. And they said that, hey, you and Roosh have a lot in common. And since MGTOW can have girlfriends, I mean, like, Barbarossa and Human have girlfriends. What is the difference between MGTOW and PUA? Because Roosh is a big PUA. You know, I am not. I don't claim to be. What is the difference? Well, this is the difference. PUAs define themselves through their validation by women. MGTOW do not. And any MGTOW who tells you, or claims to be a MGTOW who tells you, that unless you're getting female validation, you're not a real MGTOW, that is, they've outed themselves. They are not a MGTOW. They are PUA. Defining your masculinity, your identity, whether it's as a man or whether it's as a MGTOW, through female validation is the most blue-pilled shit I've ever heard of. Now, MGTOW doesn't have, like, gatekeepers. There's not, like, a hierarchy. We're not gonna, like, tell you you can't call yourself a MGTOW. Call yourself whatever the fuck you want. But if you define MGTOW through female validation, you are the biggest blue-pilled bitch in the world. And you should not call yourself a MGTOW, in my opinion. Alright, number three. If you're gay and have never had any attraction to women. Okay. So the problem with this one, and this you'll see this is the theme through this entire list, is it defines MGTOW as women. Everything's about women. So if you're not sexually attracted to women because you're gay, then you're not a MGTOW. What does that have to do with anything? Think about, again, if the problem is women, then sure, this makes sense. This entire list makes sense. If MGTOW is just about women. But MGTOW shouldn't be, and it's not about women. At least it isn't for me. Maybe it is for you, I don't know. For me, MGTOW is about walking away from the system of enslavement. And women are just, they're just pawns in that system. So walking away from women is a prerequisite for maintaining your freedom, because getting with a woman is going to cause your literal enslavement. But the problem isn't women per se. Now I want you to think about how gay men are treated in this gynocentric system. Are gay men treated better than straight men? Maybe. They have some protections. I mean, like being accused of rape or sexual assault if you're gay, you tend to, like, those allegations tend to go away pretty quickly. I've actually had someone who messaged me. They came out at work. They're MGTOW. They're not really gay. They just came out at work. And a girl tried to accuse him of sexual assault. And because he came out at work, the allegations were squashed. And nothing happened to the girl, who was clearly lying. But because he came out at work as gay, even though he wasn't, he was just ghosting in plain sight. That allowed him to avoid that allegation. So, does being gay offer some benefits? Sure, some benefits. But largely, being a man sucks. In a gynocentric system, being gay does not get you that much. You're still being shit on by society because you're a man. In fact, gay men are being purged from the LGBT movement because apparently they've outlived their usefulness, and the dykes and everybody want to get rid of them. Prince of Queens and Cats Are Gay started their own movement called Gays Going Their Own Way. Very similar to IBMOR, which is Introspective Black Men of Reform, which is essentially black identity politics plus MGTOW. Anyway, the whole point is, if you focus on MGTOW as walking away and rejecting the system of male enslavement, then being gay has nothing to do with going your own way. If you define it through a focus on women, then yeah, makes sense. But because I don't think of MGTOW as walking away from women per se, but rejecting a system of male enslavement, which uses women as the lure. It's the carrot that they use to enslave you. then I don't see an issue with gays going their own way, or gay men being part of MGTOW. And the last one, if you're trying to be a woman, i.e. transgender, trap, etc. Alright, so, I've known many people in the LGBT movement, personally, and even online. I've actually done streams with Iron Liz and a Spiteful Rose. Iron Liz is a legit transsexual, had the surgery and everything. A Spiteful Rose is transgender, male to female, of course. And I've known many people in my life, and I've talked to enough of them, and I've confirmed this many times, but, and I don't, nobody talks about this, so maybe I'm blowing the lid off of some dark secret. Here's the thing. 100 years ago, you had effeminate gay men. They liked men, they dressed a little bit effeminate, but they never claimed to be women. They never demanded society acknowledge them as women, they were just effeminate gay men. This phenomena of men wanting to identify as women and wanting society to acknowledge them as women is very modern. And it is 100% the product of gynocentrism. In fact, we had a guest on the TFM show not too long ago who was a trap because he hated his masculinity. He was brainwashed to hate himself as a man. And so he, you know, dressed as a woman and took hormones and stuff like that to try to be a woman because he was taught to hate himself as a man. So if you put all that aside, if you reject gynocentrism, if you reject the system, reject the hatred of yourself as a man, reject the hatred of men in general, then what would traps and trainees and all these people be? They would just be effeminate gay men again. We've already established that gay men can be MGTOW. So really, all traps and trannies and all these people, they're just effeminate gay men trying to survive in a openly misandrist gynocentric system that absolutely hates men. And so as an effeminate gay man, what can you do? And they don't really have anywhere to go. The reason why a lot of gay men become feminists is because feminism hates masculinity, and they're effeminate men, and so they're, you know, they're effeminate too. And so they resent the fact that they weren't masculine. So they find some common cause with the feminists, hoping that they'll get some kind of acceptance. And a lot of times the feminists just use them and discard them when they're done. And it sucks. It sucks to be a gay man in this world, which is why I think gays do need to go their own way, which is why I'm glad there is a gays going their own way movement. And I hope it picks up steam and gets a lot of support. I don't make a distinction between traps and trans women and gay men, because as far as I'm concerned, they're all the same. Traps and trans women are just gay men looking for acceptance, looking for some peace, looking for a place where they won't be beaten up, they won't be hated, and they'll just be able to live their lives in peace. So, all right, that's the list. Now, again, I've alluded to this point. All the things in this list of you might not be a MGTOW if these apply to you, all of these have to do with the focus on women. Well, if you're not old enough to marry a woman, you can't be MGTOW. If you don't get female validation, you can't be MGTOW. If you're not attracted to women, you can't be MGTOW. If you're trying to become a woman or pass yourself off as a woman, you can't be MGTOW. Now, there's a word. There's a word for when you focus exclusively on women. It's called gynocentrism, which is defined as the dominant or exclusive focus on women in theory or practice, or to the advocacy of this. And this is really the key. This is the crux of the issue. People who want to define MGTOW as an exclusive focus on women are themselves being gynocentric, which is something MGTOW oppose. So, now again, I'm not saying DDJ endorses this list, but any man who claims to be going their own way, who truly endorses these bullet points, is not a MGTOW. Which is kind of ironic, because they create this list saying, oh, you're not a real MGTOW if these apply. And by making this list and showing how gynocentric they are, they're proving that they themselves are not MGTOW. Because all they're doing is focusing on women, which is gynocentrism. I mean, is this that complicated? You shouldn't be gynocentric if you're going your own way. You should stop focusing on women. You should focus on yourself. You should better yourself. You should focus on your self-actualization. You should enjoy your freedom. In this shit, defining yourself as a man going his own way only if you get female validation, that is the most blue-pilled shit ever. So, I don't want people to take this as I'm attacking DDJ. Just presented this list. He said that it's open for discussion. I am discussing. Let the discussion continue. But in my opinion, and I'm just one person's opinion, people who advocate for a list like this are themselves gynocentric and are themselves not going their own way. But this is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.